From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials at Columbia Green Community College have launched that school's search for a new president. Current president, James Champion, 68, will retire in June after nearly 20 years of service. The school formed an 18-membership search committee, which includes college faculty, administration, staff, students, representatives from Columbia and Greene counties, and the State University of New York. Chatham Town Supervisor Maria Lull will represent Columbia County on the committee. Treasurer Peter Marcoon will represent Greene County. Peter O'Hara, Vice President of CGCC Board of Trustees, said, and I quote, "Columbia and Greene counties each have their own identities and points of pride, as well as their own challenges," end quote. The ideal candidate will demonstrate strength in academic development, facilities management, fundraising, and maintaining a positive campus culture for students, faculty, staff, and the community at large, O'Hara said. The college will be aided by the higher education executive search firm R.H. Perry & Associates to help draw up a job description, identify problems the committee might experience, and search for candidates. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting more than 18 months ago, fledgling airline carrier U.S. Global Airways announced plans to operate nonstop flights between Stewart International Airport and cities in Europe, the Middle East, and the Caribbean. And though the airline currently rents space in the Atlantic Aviation Hangar at Stewart, it has yet to put a plane in the air. U.S. Global is the most recent version of Baltia Airlines, which for nearly 20 years unsuccessfully tried to start passenger service. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission revoked Baltia's permission to sell stock to raise money needed to buy at least one airplane when the company failed to file required reports. A Manhattan-based law firm recently posted on social media that it planned to sue Baltia Airlines and its executives for securities fraud, including, and I quote, "issuing materially misleading business information to the investing public," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Lori Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. The State Attorney General's Public Integrity Unit is looking into a North Greenbush sewer line extension and what transpired to include the town supervisor's residence in the project. In March 2017, the town board voted to grant their colleague and town supervisor, Louis Desso, a sewer extension to his home. At the same meeting, Desso and the board voted to allow a road change inside a large townhouse development. That development was being built by Tech Valley Development, a company run by Desso's childhood friend and the same person installing Desso's new sewer line. The supervisor did not mention the possible conflict of interest, according to minutes from that meeting. The Public Integrity Unit subpoenaed Rensselaer County last week for records related to the supervisor's sewer extension. The AG is also looking at records concerning other sewer hookups that were not reported to the county for billing. Desso's personal connection to developer J.R. Casal is just one of the questions that have arisen around the Republican supervisor's sewer extension. Desso says the extension was handled legally and that he paid Casal $10,000, his share of the extension. He recently urged the Times Union to wait for the Attorney General's findings before looking into the topic further. Read the full story in the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced December 26, New York State Police will increase patrols to crack down on impaired driving through Tuesday, January 1st. During that time, drivers will see sobriety checkpoints along with more troopers on the roadways. Troopers will also be looking for distracted drivers, passengers not properly buckled up, and motorists violating the state law that requires drivers to exercise caution when passing emergency vehicles either stopped in or on the side of the road. State police will also conduct underage drinking enforcement statewide. Troopers will use both marked state police vehicles and concealed identity traffic enforcement site vehicles during the campaign. During the same campaign last year, state police issued more than 40,000 tickets, citing drivers for speeding, distracted driving, and for violation of the Move Over Law. Plus, 645 people were arrested for DWI, and 10 people were killed in motor vehicle crashes. Read the full press release at www.governor.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.